The technical advances and achievements of the 1960s had a huge influence on art at the time. Together with the conquest of space, ideas of new possibilities and utopian visions of the future were often a theme. The artist Kiki Kogelnik, in particular, found inspiration in the exploration of space. In 1969, during the 28-hour live broadcast of the first moon landing, she organised a happening at the Galerie Nex St. Stefan in Vienna and also produced 500 silkscreens on the theme. At the same time, in response to the second women's movement in the 1960s and 70s, Kogelnik focused her attention on the role assigned to women. Among other things, she criticised the image of women shown in advertising and its beauty ideals. Kiki Kogelnik moved to the USA in 1961 and soon became friends with a circle of pop artists around Roy Lichtenstein, Andy Warhol, and Klaus Oldenburg. She is often described as the only Austrian advocate of pop art because she engaged with advertising and used stencils and materials such as vinyl and plastic. But actually, Kogelnik did not see herself as a pop artist. She was never interested in celebrating the everyday and the commercial, but rather in expressing a critique.